Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美主。
By your grace, all those who are loved are gathered together here to praise you and thank you.
凭着你的爱，我们这里在这里爱你的人在这里赞美你。
So it's all by your grace, Lord. You send your Son, our Lord Jesus, to this earth to die on the cross for our sins.
主啊，都是你的恩典，你派了你的儿子耶稣基督到这个地上来为我们。的罪死在十字架上
and give us open this new and living way
给了我们这条又真又活的路
so we were in the darkness we were in bounded by sins and death now we have hope
以前是在黑暗中我们被罪恶的权势所捆绑现在我们有了希望
well, we just, all of us we should open our mouths and give praise to you
我们所有的都应该打开我们的嘴，把赞美献给你。
Well, may you receive all our praise and love, and because you are so worthy.
认识愿你能够得到我们的敬拜和赞美，因为你是那配得的。
Lord, just pray today you will speak to us.
我们在这里祷告，愿你今天对我们说话。
May you the Holy Spirit move here freely.
愿你的圣灵在这里自由的运行。
May we may we hear your word and we can get up and to walk.
愿我们听见你的话语，我们站起来能够行走。
Or we can follow your footstep, be your testimony.
我们愿意跟随你的脚踪，成你的见证。
Lord, help us.
主啊，帮助我们。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
So this morning, the topic of my message is I receive is not from man.
我今天早上要想的这个主题就是我所受的见证不是从人来的。
Okay, so we all know this year our church's the theme is in Revelation chapter 1 verse 2.
我们今天我们知道我们今年教会的主题是在启示录一章二节。
That is to testify the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ.
是证明神的道和耶稣基督的见证。
And we all read that verse this morning.
我们早上已经读过这段经文。
So when I did the Bible study with the youth group a few months ago,
我们青少年一起查经的时候，几个礼拜前。
We studied a book of John, chapter 5.
我们一起来学了这个约翰福音五章。
And I ran into a paragraph about the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我读到这段经文就是有关耶稣基督的见证。
So that made me have more thinking about it.
我们就思考了很多。
So today I want to share what I learned with you.
我今天来一起分享一下我们今天一起学的。
So that paragraph is John verse 31 through 40.
是这个经文呢是约翰福音五章三十一节到四十节。
So the font size is a little bit small.
这个字比较小一点大家费点劲。
So we can read verse 31 through 35 first.
我们先读三十一到三十五节。
So I'll read English and then our brother will read in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
If I alone testify about myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies of me, and I know that the testimony which he gives about me is true.
好，我若为自己做见证，我的见证就不真。另有一位给我做见证，我也知道他给我做的见证是真的。
You have sent to John, and he has testified to the truth. But the testimony which I receive is not from man. But I see these things so that you may be saved. He was the lamp that was burning and was shining, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light.
你们曾差人到约翰那里，他为真理做过见证。其实我所受的见证不是从人来的。然而我说这些话，为的是要你们得救。约翰是点着的明灯，你们情愿暂时喜欢他的光。
So in here, verse 31, Jesus basically saying, one cannot have testimony only from himself.
所以约翰啊不，耶稣按照旧约的规定，在31节说，这个每一个人单靠一个人的见证是不行的。
So he needs testimonies from others, two to three at least. So that's according to the Moses law.
按照摩西的律法，一定要有两三个做见证，才能是真的见证。
And then in verse 32, Jesus says, there's another one testified for me, who he referred to was the Father, God the Father.
32节他提到这个第二给他做见证的天就是天父。
And verse 33, he's saying, John Baptist used to testify for him.
33节说施洗约翰也为耶稣做过见证。
So we all know that what he did in the side of Jordan River.
我们知道这个施洗约翰在约旦河边上是怎样为人受洗，为耶稣做见证。
And then in verse 34, Jesus said that the testimony which I receive is not from man.
34节，约翰说啊不，这个约翰说
耶稣
说 ，sorry。耶稣说他的见证不是从人来的。
So this verse drew my attention.
这句话是让我注意了。
So didn't John the Baptist testify for Jesus?
不是那施洗约翰为耶稣做了见证吗？
Then why did Jesus say the testimony he received is not from man?
为什么耶稣说他的见证不是从人来的？
So if so, then how can we be his testimony?
那我们怎么称耶稣的见证了呢？
And then what kind of testimony should we have?
我们做什么样的见证呢？
So let's look at first, what is the testimony of Jesus?
我们来看一下什么是耶稣的见证。
Can we go to do we have a slide for that? So to testify for a person, so the first thing is we need to know who this person is.
你要为人做见证，你要知道这个人是谁。
And then what he said, and then what he did.
然后他说了什么，做了什么。
So, it's a common sense that only those who are very close to this person can testify for him.
所以按照常识，只有和这个人非常接近的人才能为他做见证。
So otherwise, we'll just become a hearsay.
不然的话就成了道听途说。
The meaning of the testimony, you know, the word is that someone who has personal and immediate knowledge of something.
所以这个见证的这个字的意思就是说，这个某个人他有个人的和这个立即的有关某个事情的这个知识。
Then who is Jesus?
那耶稣是谁呢？
From the people around him at that time,he's born in a manger at Bethlehem. He's a son of Mary and Joseph, and he grew up in Nazareth.
所以从周围人来看，耶稣是生在马槽里的。他的父母是这个约瑟和玛利亚。他是生在拿撒勒的。
So in the Bible, people call Jesus the Nazarene.
所以在圣经里面大家称耶稣是拿撒勒人耶稣。
Or the son of a carpenter.
所以是又叫他是木匠的儿子。
So this is Jesus' identity as a man.
这个是耶稣作为个人的一个身份。
But if Jesus only has the identity of a man, he cannot save us.
如果这个耶稣只有世人的身份，他是没有办法救世上的人。
Jesus is not only a man.
耶稣不只是一个人。
He's the son of God.He's the God word became flesh and is conceived by Holy Spirit and born of a virgin.
所以他是神的儿子，他的神的话道成了肉身，又是圣女怀孕然后童女怀孕，圣灵界的童女怀孕生的。
So the testimony Jesus talking about is his heavenly identity.
所以耶稣所讲的见证是他属天的身份。
But the people around him were all from the earth. They're all, no one have seen God, no one have heard from God.
但他周围的人都是属地的。
So people from the earth do not know heavenly things.
这些在地上的人并不知道天上的事情。
So they didn't know Jesus' the heavenly identity.
他们不知道耶稣属天的属性。
So what Jesus said was right. So his testimony was not from man. Man cannot testify for him.
所以耶稣说的是对的，他的见证不是地上的见证，那些地上的人不能为他做见证。
Then, who can testify for Jesus?
那谁能为这耶稣做见证呢？
Can we look at? Yeah. So who or what can testify for Jesus?
啊，什么能为耶稣做见证呢
？So let's move on to John chapter 5.
所以约翰福音第五章，接着往下。
So can we look at the next verse? It says verse 36. It says.But the testimony which I have is greater than the testimony of John. For the works which the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I do testify about me that the Father has sent me.
好，但我有比约翰更大的见证，因为父交给我要成就的事，就是我所做的事，这便见证我是父所差来的。
Okay. Also in the same book, in John chapter 10.Verse 24 and 25.
在同本书里面，约翰福音十章二十四到二十五节。
Jesus also said in, let's read 24, 25. The Jews then gathered around him and were saying to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, this testifies of me."
犹太人围着他说，你叫我们犹豫不定到几时呢？你若是基督，就明明地告诉我们。二十五，耶稣回答说，我已经告诉你们，你们不信，我奉我父之名所行的事可以为我做见证。
So the works of Jesus can testify for him.
耶稣所做的事可以为他做见证。
And we all know that in the, JohnThe Gospel of John recorded like 8 miracles Jesus did.
所以我们知道约翰福音记载了八个耶稣所神行的神迹。
And then in the chapter 20 verse 31, John said, the purpose he recorded this, you know, those have been written so that you may believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
所以在20章这个31节，约翰就这样说。记载这些事的目的是要人相信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
Yeah, this is also the reason that Jesus performed those miracles.
所以这也是耶稣行这些神迹的原因。
Those miracles can happen only by the power of God.
这些神迹只有靠着神的能力才能做。
Now Jesus did those miracles, so that means Jesus is related to God, so he's from God.
所以耶稣做了这些事情，说明耶稣是和神是有关系的，是从神那里来的。
If you look on next verse, verse 37.
大家看三十七节。
And 37. And the Father who sent me, he has testified of me. You have neither heard of his voice at any time, nor seen his form.
差我来的父也为我做过见证，你们从来没有听到他的声音，也没有见过他的形象。
So when Jesus started his ministry on earth, he went to Jordan River to get baptized by John.
所以耶稣在地上开始他的施工的时候，他先到约旦河边受了施洗约翰的洗。
And this story was recorded in 3 gospel books.
所以这件事情在三本福音书里面都有记载。
So when Jesus came out of water, it says the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him.
当耶稣从水里上来的时候，圣灵就如鸽子降在他身上。
And God the Father testified for him, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased."
天父为他做见证说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
So this is the Father testify for Jesus.
这个是天父为耶稣所做的见证。
And then we move on look at verse 39.
39节。
39 says, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. It is this that testify about me, and you are unwilling to come to me, so that you may have life."
所以39节，你们查考圣经。 因你们以为其内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。四十节，然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
So there are over 300 prophecies in the Old Testament that pointing to Jesus.
差不多有300个预言在旧约中都指向耶稣。
And the whole Old Testament stories are preparing for Jesus come.
所以整个旧约就是为耶稣的到来做准备的。
So that is why Jesus said the scriptures testify for me.
所以耶稣说旧约是为我做见证。
And we all know in 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, all scriptures is inspired by God.
提摩太后书里面说圣经是所 神所默示的。
And for the NIV translation, it says, all scripture is God's breath.
所以在这个这个 NIV 这个版本里面说圣经是神所呼出的气。
Yeah, it's a pity that the Jewish, they thought they could just receive the eternal life by studying the Bible.
所以犹太人认为他们就学习圣经就可以得永生。
They just studied the Bible, but they didn't know the spirit of the scripture is Jesus.
他们只是查考圣经，但是他们没有看到圣经的灵义乃是耶稣。
So when Jesus came, they didn't accept him.
当耶稣来的时候，他们不接受他。
So that gave us a reminder that the Bible knowledge cannot save us.
也给我们一个提醒，圣经的知识不能救我们。
Only Jesus can save us.
只有耶稣可以救我们。
So from above we can see what all those that can testify for Jesus are from God or relate to God.
所以我们看见这些见证都是从神那里来的，或者和神有关。
God's power, God's voice, God's spirit. Yeah.
神的能力，神的声音，神的灵。
Yeah. And there's another place that John mentioned the testimony of Jesus.
约翰还在另一个地方提了一下耶稣见证的事情。
So that's in the book of 1 John, chapter 5.
约翰一书五章。
Chapter 5, verse 6 through 8.
六到八节。
It says, this is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not with the water only, but with the water and with the blood. It is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testifies, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And the three are in agreement.
这借着水和血而来的就是耶稣基督，不是单用水，乃是用水又用血，并且有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理。做见证的原来有三，就是圣灵、水与血，这三样都也都归于一。
So John here says there are three that testify: the Spirit, the water, and blood.
所以约翰说有三样为耶稣做见证啊。圣灵和水和血。
The water means Jesus' baptism.
所以这个水是指的是耶稣的受洗。
And the blood means Jesus' death and resurrection.
这个血是指耶稣的死和他的复活。
So we know when Jesus got baptized, the Father and the Spirit together testify for him.
所以大家知道耶稣受洗的时候就有天父和圣灵为他做见证。
When Jesus died, the veil in the temple was torn apart and the earth was shaking.
所以耶稣死的时候，这个圣殿的幔子就裂开。
And the earth was shaking.
地有大震动。
And 3 days later, Jesus resurrected from out of the tomb.
所以三天后，耶稣从坟墓里复活。
And all those testify the divine nature of Jesus.
So this is crucial
to us as Jesus died on the cross as the Son of God, as the spotless, the Lamb of God.
So this is very important. Jesus Christ is God's Son. He is the spotless Lamb. He died for us on the cross.
Because otherwise, his death is useless and we cannot get redeemed.
如果不是这样的话，他的死就没有意义，我们也不能因此而得到救赎。
And God's righteousness and grace cannot be manifested.
不是这样的话，神的公义和恩典就没有办法彰显。
The Holy Spirit is working all through all every stage of Jesus' life.
这个圣灵在耶稣一生中都和他一起在工作。
From his birth to his baptism, when he walked on the earth, died on the cross, every step there's the work of Holy Spirit.
从耶稣的降生到他受洗和地上行走，最后死在十字架上，这一切都有圣灵的工作。
And the Holy Spirit is testify for Jesus.
啊，这个圣灵也为耶稣做见证。
Those are recorded in all the four gospel books.
所以这些都在四本福音书中都有记载。
So you can see all those three, they are all related to God and they are testimony from God.
所以我们看见这三样都与神有关，他都为耶稣做见证。
So now came to us like,For man, what kind of man can be testimony of Jesus?
所以我们看到我们自己，我们怎样为耶稣做见证呢？
So what kind of man can be testimony of Jesus?
怎么样的人能为耶稣做见证呢？
So one cannot testify for Jesus rely on our own life.
不能按照自己的生活，自己的生活来给耶稣做见证。
We can only testify for Jesus after.This person has a relationship with God.
我们只有在和这个人与神有关系之后，才能为耶稣做见证。
So first, I can think of is, those in Old Testament time, those people who received God's revelation.
所以在旧约中，有些人得了神的启示。
So like the prophet in Old Testament time.They all received the revelation of God.
旧约中的先知，他们得了神的启示。
And then they start to speak or they start, you know, write the Bible.
所以他们得了神的启示，他们就说话，然后他们就写这个圣经。
And then they prophesied Jesus coming.
所以他们在这里预言耶稣要来了。
John the Baptist is another example that Jesus called him the greatest prophet.
这个施洗约翰就是最大的。耶稣称他为最大的先知。
Also, he was inspired by Holy Spirit to pave the road for Jesus.
他受圣灵的启示，为耶稣的来预备道路。
And also, he witnessed Jesus' baptism, and he saw God and the Father and the Holy Spirit testify for Jesus.
他看见天父与圣灵在耶稣受洗时为耶稣所做的见证。
So Peter is another one. Peter also received the revelation from God. So when Jesus asked his disciples, who do you say I am?
彼得也是得到神的启示，当耶稣问门徒说，你们知道我是谁？
And Peter said, you are the Christ, the son of the living God.
彼得说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And then Jesus told him, blessed are you, Simon,Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
耶稣说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示给你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
So we can see that when those people receive the revelation from God, then they can testify for Jesus.
当我们看见当神的灵启示这些人的时候，他们就开口为耶稣做见证。
But because at that time Jesus hasn't died on the cross and his salvation is not completed.
但那时候耶稣还没有在十字架上受死，他的拯救还没有完全。
And his salvation is not revealed, fully revealed.
他的拯救还没有显明出来。
And those people, they didn't have Holy Spirit dwelling in their heart.
那些人也没有圣灵在里面。
So when they have the revelation, they testify for Jesus. When they don't have the revelation, they just confused.
Yeah, 他们要为耶稣做见证，但是没有神的启示，他们就很迷惑。
So that's when John the Baptist was sent to prison. He's confused. He sent people to Jesus, saying, "Are you the one? You know, the expected one?"
所以当施洗约翰被下在监里之后，派门徒去问耶稣，你是否那就是那位等候的那位弥赛亚？
Or we are looking for someone else.
或者是什么其他的，我们还要等其他的人。
And for in Peter's example, that right after people received the revelation, he then turned around and rebuked Jesus.
所以大家看见彼得也是，他得到神的启示之后，但是回过头又否认耶稣啊啊。
Because he heard Jesus said he's going to die, and he just that no, you cannot die.
他听说耶稣要去死，所以他就责备耶稣说你不能去死。
Yeah, so that's you know the limitation of those who were revealed by received the revelation because sometimes they don't have the spirit living in them.
所以那些人就不能做见证，因为他们没有圣灵在里面。
Yeah, they still have testimony of Jesus, but only when they receive the revelation.
他们要有真的为耶稣做见证的话，他们要受到圣灵才能做见证。
So for us who are saved by Jesus, so praise the Lord, He prepared the revelation for us.
我们这些被耶稣所拯救的人，感谢主，他为我们准备了这个
salvation, yeah.
救赎啊。
Yeah. So through faith, we believers in the New Testament time, our sins are forgiven.
因为是我们信，所以我们的所有的罪都被赦免了。
And we receive the eternal life, and the Holy Spirit is living our heart.
所以我们得到了永生，我们的圣灵就住在我们里面。
And we become a new creation.
我们就得了新的生命。
And because of that, we are enabled and entitled to bear the testimony for Jesus.
因为这些，所以我们就能够成为主耶稣基督的见证。
So we have this power and we have this responsibility.
我们就有这个能力，我们也有这个责任。
So in Acts chapter 1 verse 7 to 8,
在这个出埃及这个不是
Acts,
这个
使徒行传，
使徒行传里面一章七到八节。
It says, Jesus said to them, "It is not for you to know times or miracles which the Father has fixed by His own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth."
所以使徒行传耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的日期日时候日期不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
So before Jesus ascended to heaven, he commanded his disciples to be his testimony.
当耶稣升天的时候，他命令他的门徒为他做见证。
And the prerequisite is that the Holy Spirit have to come upon them.
但是先决条件就是圣灵要降在他们身上。
And then they will receive the power.
然后就得到能力。
And also in another place in Matthew chapter 10.
在马太福音十章。
Verse 16 to 20.
16到21。
Maybe we read in rotate in Chinese and English,
okay.
So we save some time.
好的。
So here is Jesus sending his disciples to preach gospel.
所以这个耶稣派他的门徒去传福音。
He says, Jesus said, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves."
你们要防备人，因为他们要把你们交给公会，也要在会堂里鞭打你们。
And you will even be brought before governors and kings of for my sake as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles.
你们被交的时候不用思虑怎样说话或说什么话，到那时候必赐给你们当说的话。
Come next slide. For it is not you who speak, but it's the spirit of your father who speaks in you. So here we can see, Jesus said, when they receive persecution, they will testify for Jesus.
耶稣说，当他们去传福音的时候，他们会得到逼迫。
But and this testimony is not like they prepare ahead of time, but the Holy Spirit will speak for them.
这个见证不是他们提前要准备的，圣灵会给他们说的话。
Yeah, so we can see that if we want to be Jesus' testimony, we have to have Holy Spirit in us.
所以大家看见，如果要为耶稣做见证，一定要圣灵在里面。
So in fact, it is the Holy Spirit to testify for Jesus.
大家事实上看见是圣灵为耶稣做见证。
The old self, our old self, the flesh, the earthly life, cannot testify for Jesus.
我们在里面的老我，我们的旧不能为耶稣做见证。
Okay, so next is what kind of testimony can man have for Jesus?
下面就是我们要做什么样的见证呢？
The first testimony or the most direct way is we need to preach gospel. We need to claim who Jesus is.
第一个直接的就是要宣告福音，要宣告耶稣是谁。
Who Jesus is, what he did, and what he said.
说了什么，做了什么。
Yeah, so what is gospel?
什么是福音呢？
The gospel is just the Son of God came to the world to save sinners.
福音就是神的儿子到地上来为了拯救我们而死了。
Yeah, the most important part is,Who Jesus is.
重要的就是耶稣是谁。
And Paul in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 1 to 2 says,
保罗在哥林多前书二章一到二节说,
He said, And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come to superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaim to you the testimony of God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ,And him crucified.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道有别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
So Paul has a lot of Bible knowledge, and he was very good at thinking and logic, and a lot of experience in the Lord.
保罗是很有知识的，他有很好的思维口能力，他有在主里也有很多的经历。
But he didn't mention that. He just said, I don't rely on my own ability or wisdom.
那他说我什么都不提，他说我不依靠我自己的能力和口才。
I only know Jesus and him crucified.
我只知道耶稣并他钉十字架。
That is who Jesus is.And what Jesus did.
他是耶稣是谁？他做了什么
？Praise the Lord. Our church we have gospel meetings every couple months in the last few years.
感谢主，我们过去几年教会里面常常有这个福音晚会。
Even during the pandemic time, we still have that, and we will have one in August.
我们即使在这个新冠的时候，也是有这个福音晚会。八月份也有一个。
So we can invite our friends, our relatives, to attend and introduce Jesus to them.
我们可以邀请我们的亲戚朋友来参加，然后把耶稣介绍给他们。
Also, the Lord gave us opportunities so we can testify, preach gospel, to others, in our life.
我们主也给我们机会，让我们在生活中也可以传福音，给别人。
Yeah, I feel ashamed that many times I realize I missed a good opportunity after I, talk to my friends or they are left.
Yeah, 有时候我就觉得我很羞愧，因为我常常错过了一些机会。我想给一些朋友传福音，但是后来他们没传上，他们就离开了。
Yeah, and there are a few times I didn't forget. But mostly I just share what the gospel can bring to us, like internal life, we can have peace, we can have joy, etc., and we have hope. But I didn't mention too much about Jesus, who Jesus is, what he did, and what he said.
很多次我也是给 传福音的时候只是讲福音给我们带来怎么样的祝福生活有平安，有永生，有盼望，但是我们没有提耶稣是谁，也没有说做过什么。
Yeah, oh, I say, probably I mentioned, but very briefly, I just say, oh, you know, Jesus is Son of God, and then that's it.
所以我就是提的话也是比较简短，只是说这是耶稣是神，但是提的比较简短。
But today, Paul's words give me a good reminder that I need to talk more about Jesus next time when I share gospel with my friends.
今天这个保罗的话给我一个提醒，就是以后我传福音的时候要多提耶稣。
Yeah. I think the second part about our testimony is to live out the life of Jesus.
第二点我要讲的就是活出耶稣的生命。
So for us who have accepted Jesus as our Savior, Jesus has given his resurrected life to us.
我们知道我们救主我们接受主耶稣基督为救主的人，这个耶稣就把他复活的生命也赐给了我们。
And this life has the same nature as Jesus' life.
这个和耶稣的生命是一样等同的。
The people in this world, they cannot see Jesus.But they can see those who follow Jesus.
这个世界上的人，他们看不见耶稣，但他看见很多是跟随耶稣的人。
So basically, Jesus' disciples, right, or Jesus' followers.
这些是耶稣的门徒啊，就是使者。
Oh yeah, we can see his ambassadors.
啊，所以大家看见他的大使。
So people they can see Jesus' life through those disciples.
啊，所以看见人们可以从使徒的身上看见耶稣的耶稣的品格。
Yeah, when I think about this, I kind of thought a few things I list out, but not a complete list.
我想到了几点，我就把它讲出来，大概有可能也不完全。
Yeah, the first is submit and get baptized.
第一个就是顺服，然后受洗。
So to get baptized and claim proclaim Jesus is my savior is a testimony for Jesus.
能够顺服，能够受洗就宣告耶稣基督是我的救主，就是一个耶稣的见证。
Yeah, for a person who can accept Jesus, to trust Jesus, and to follow Jesus, these are the work of Holy Spirit.
一个人承认耶稣，信服耶稣，这个是圣灵在我们身上所做的工作。
If not from Holy Spirit, no one would believe Jesus is the Son of God, and no one would acknowledge that Jesus is his Savior and in front of the people.
若不是圣灵的感动，没有人会相信耶稣是神的儿子，没有人会承认耶稣是我们的救主。
In my example, I accept Jesus in the conference like many years ago.
很多年前我是这样信主的，我是在一个特会中。
But I didn't get baptized until more than a year, maybe a year and a half later.
但是一直到了一年多以后，我也没有受洗。
In the middle, so many brothers sisters came to me ask, "Hey, do you want to get baptized?" I'm saying, "I always found an excuse to say, oh no, I don't." Yeah.
其中有很多弟兄姐妹来问我，你要不要受洗呢？我总是找借口就推脱了。
So actually, in my heart, on one hand, I believe Jesus and his salvation.
一方面我是相信主的救恩的。
On the other hand, I didn't want to fully commit to, into Jesus, my life into Jesus' hand.
但是呢，我又不想把我自己完全交在耶稣的手里。
And there's another reason is that, the church I was at that time, when they're looking for co-workers,They always say, "Hey, only the baptized people can do it."
另一个原因就是当时教会呢，就是说他们要找同工的话呢，一定要找这个受洗以后的同工。
And every time when I came to the Lord's table, they would say, "Hey, if you don't get baptized, you need to pass the cup and bread."
Yeah, 然后是擘饼和喝杯的时候，我去教会的时候，他们就说你没有受洗，你就不能这个擘饼和喝杯。
Then I was thinking, like, didn't Bible says like?We were saved by faith.
所以我就是说，我就是想心里想，圣经不是说是信心因信得救吗？
And if you are confessed with your mouth and believe in your heart and you're saved.
不是口里承认心里相信你就得救了吗？
And why treat me differently from those get baptized?
为什么我们这些没受洗的和受洗的是不一样呢？
So I can be a good Christian even without get baptized.
啊，我可以做一个啊好的基督徒，即使我不受洗。
So after all, so I still have a lot of pride in inside me.
所以这基本上就是我心里还有很多的骄傲。
So later, the pastor of that church, for some reason, is leaving.
最后那个教会的牧师要离开了。
And so there's one last opportunity to get baptized before he left.
在他离开之前有一个最后一次机会能够受洗。
So I feel this is time for me to make up my mind.
所以我那个时候就觉得这是我下决心的时候。
So either feel like either now or never.
所以那时候就觉得要么是现在要么就永远。
And I can feel like Holy Spirit was asking me if I was willing to put down myself.
我就是那时候觉得圣灵就问我，你愿意自己放下，然后跨出这一步吗？
Praise the Lord, at that moment, I was willing to submit, and then I get baptized.
真是感谢主，那个时候我就说，我就愿意顺服受洗。
And Jesus didn't sin, but he baptized, by John the Baptist.
耶稣并没有犯罪，但是他仍旧受了施洗约翰的洗。
He set an example of submission for us.
他就是有这个顺服的榜样。
So for everyone who believe in Jesus, our sins are forgiven.
我们每一个人信耶稣的人，我们的罪被赦免了。
We should follow his example of submission to get baptized.
我们要学这个耶稣的样式，然后顺服，然后受洗。
And to proclaim our faith in front of the whole world, and to be a testimony for Jesus.
然后向这个世界来宣告，然后为主耶稣做见证。
Yeah, so this is special for those young people. You feel like, oh, I believe, I can just put off your baptism. I encourage you, if you believe, get baptized is a testimony.For Jesus.
所以年轻人就是要看见，如果你相信的话，你就是要做受洗，然后为耶稣做见证。
Okay. The second point I thought of was, the life change.
第二个点我想到的就是生命的改变。
So after we saved, Holy Spirit will help us to realize many things we were doing before are sins.
受洗以后，得救以后，圣灵就帮助我们认识到我们生命中其他很多以前的事情都是罪。
Those are not pleasing to God and we need to change.
那些不讨神喜悦的我们要改变。
To change our behavior, it might be easy, but to change our life is so hard.
我们要改变我们的这个行为是很容易，但是我们要改变我们的性格真的是非常难。
So there's a saying in Chinese, says, it's easy to move the mountains, but it's hard to change who you are.
Yeah, 这个中国有一句话叫江山易改，本性难移。
Yeah, to change a person's personality or a temper or the value or the worldview, it's so hard because those are part of our soul life. They're very stubborn.
所以一个人的个性啊、脾气啊、世界观啊，都这些都是属魂的生命，是很顽固的。
So unless it's through the work of God,
除非是神的工作。
And Jesus' life, He gave us the life He gave us is a resurrected life, is a victorious life.
耶稣给我们的是一个得胜的生命，是死里复活的生命。
And it's a life that cannot be bounded by sin and by death.
这个生命是不会被死亡和罪瑕疵的。
And rely on this life, we can overcome our old self.
因为这个生命我们就能够改变我们的老我。
So then our life can be changed.
所以我们的生命就会改变。
And then when people around us see our life change, they will recognize the power of Jesus' life.
当世人看见我们生命的改变，他们就知道耶稣的能力。
And Paul, said by himself in Galatians chapter 1.
在加拉太书一章中保罗这样说。
23, 24, 22, we start from 22. It He said, I'm still unknown by sight to the churches of Judea, which were in Christ, but only they kept hearing, he who once persecuted us is now preaching the faith which he once tried to destroy, and they were God because of me.
好，那时犹太信基督的各教会都没有见过我的面，不过听说那从前逼迫我们的现在传扬我先看一下这个。现在传扬他原先所残害的真道，他们就为我的缘故归荣耀于神，给神。
Yeah, we can see here Paul's life change is dramatic.
我们看见保罗的生命就完全都改变了，巨大的改变。
Yeah, we are not like Paul, so, but still our life change still can testify for Jesus.
我们是没有办法和保罗相比，但是我们也可以用我们的生命改变为耶稣做见证。
Yeah, there was a testimony I heard many years ago from a preacher, and I still remember it.
以前我听一个传道人做过一个见证，我一直在记得。
He said that he knew a sister who was applying a green card. It's like 20 plus years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. 他说那个时候他认识一个姐妹，当时要这个申请办绿卡。
And we all know like applying a green card is a takes years, because there's always a long line there.
Yeah, 大家我们知道这个申请绿卡一般要好多年，因为有长长的队伍在。
But after this sister submitted the application, then she came to the church prayer meeting, and to pray she will get the green card soon.
当这位姐妹把这个绿卡申请交上去以后，她就来教会的祷告会，就是请我们为祷告早点拿绿卡。
And the people around just told her, you know, you are so impatient. You just need to go home and wait. You know?
所以大家就说你这个耐心不太急了，你要回家去等。
But after she went to the prayer meeting for a while, and her prayer, people found out her prayer changed.
当她来祷告会有一段时间以后，大家就觉得知道她的祷告就改了。
She's praying less and less about her green card, but more and more for the church.
她祷告的时候为她绿卡祷告的就是少了，她更多的是为祷告教会祷告。
And later her prayer become like she doesn't care if she gets a green card or not. She just want willing to commit herself to God's kingdom and to serve God.
到后来她就祷告，就是说他的绿卡申请不这重要了，他的神的国更重要，他愿意为神的国把自己摆上。
So we can see here, one person was self-centered, and he asking God to do something for her. Now he changed to God-centered, he want to do something for God.
你看一个人他原先是自己为中心的，但是现在以神为中心了。
So such a life change can only happen through the power of Jesus' life.
这样的生命的改变只有通过耶稣基督的能力才能改变。
Okay. The next point I want to mention is the life's continuing grow.
下一点我要讲的是生命的持续的成长。
So we see some Christians, when they just believe Jesus, their heart really hot.
我们看见一些基督徒在信主以后心里很火热。
See, they actively serve in the church, and then they preaching gospel, and their life change.
他们在教会里服侍，他们就是生命也改变了。
And they also get rid of many obvious sins.
他们也很多不再犯罪了，那些显著的罪也没有了。
So this is really a good testimony for the Lord.
他们为主做了美好的见证。
But after a few years, their life seems to have stopped growing.
但是过了一些年之后，他们的生命就停滞不前了。
Maybe they feel like, oh, I'm already a pretty good Christian.
他们觉得自己是个不错的基督徒。
And there's still some things it's really hard to get rid of. They kind of already get used to it.
有些罪就一直去不掉，他们有习惯了。
So my question is, are they still bearing testimony for the Christ?
我的问题是他们还在为主做见证吗？
We all know that everyone's spiritual life is different.
我们知道每个人的属灵成长的这个过程不一样。
Yeah, someone grows faster, someone slower, and we are all at different stage.
有些快一点，有些慢一点。他每个人的属灵成长，生命在不同的阶段。
So I'm not asking the question, try to judge other people based on their outside how they you know behavior you know.
我们不能用他的外表来判断这个人的成长。
But I want to remind everyone of us here, so if to examine ourselves, see if we are fall into that situation.
我在这里就是提醒大家，如果我们是落在这样的光景里的时候。
And I want to, you know, if we are in this situation, I want to remember how Paul told us in Philippians.
我们进在这光景的时候，要记得保罗在腓立比书是怎样提醒我们的。
In Philippians chapter 3, he said, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of yet.
我在腓立比书第三章说，我不认为我已经得着了。
But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
但是有一点我记得，我要忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Yeah, and press on toward the goal.
接着向标杆直跑。
And also, we need to remember the church in Ephesus that's mentioned in the book of Revelation.
在启示录里面，以弗所所提到的以弗所教会。
The church in Ephesus, that's how Jesus described it. It's like they have endured for the Lord's name.
他们曾为主受劳苦。在以弗所书，他启示录里面讲的以弗所教会。
But later, they have left their first love.
但后来他们就把起初的爱心就。
And then the Lord said, if they don't repent, he will remove their lampstand out of its place.
就说若不悔改，他就要把他的灯台从原处挪去。
So what does that mean?
是什么呢？
That means they cannot be his testimony anymore.
那就是说他们那些就不能再次为主做见证了。
So we cannot sit on our, you know, our testimony like, three years or five years ago and have no change our life.
我们就是不能成为这样一个光景，我们是三五年还不做改变。
The life we receive from Jesus is a living life.
这个从耶稣来的生命是一个活的生命。
If it's living, it has to, continue growing.
如果是活的生命的话，就是要持续的成长。
So if one day our life stops growing, then we are in danger.
如有一天我们的生命停止不增长了，我们就有危险。
So we must pursue to know Jesus more and more every day.
我们一天天天要更多的认识主耶稣基督。
So that way our life can continue growing, keep growing, and then we can continue to testify for Jesus.
那我们的生命在持续的成长，然后为耶稣做见证。
The next point I want to mention is the peace from Jesus. We can testify for him.
所以下面就是要讲的是耶稣给我们的平安。
So after Jesus resurrected, he appeared to his disciples, and then after 40 days, he ascended to heaven.
然后耶稣复活以后，他向他的门徒显现有40天，然后40天以后他是升到天上。
And then God gave him the name above all names.
然后神给他是超乎万民之上的名。
And then Jesus also promised to his disciples that he will come back to receive them.
耶稣也应许他要回来接他的门徒。
So because of Jesus' resurrection and his promise,
因为主耶稣基督的复活和他的应许。
So for us who believe in him, our life is not limited to the earth anymore.
我们这些信他的人，我们的生命就不是局限在地上。
So our life is connected to heaven.
我们的生命和天就连起来。
So there's a new meaning in our life, new purpose.
我们的生命就有了新的意义。
And our future is not unknown, but has assurance.And it's a glorious future.
我们的未来也不再是未知的，而是确定的，是有荣耀的。
And in our daily life, we should have peace and joy in our life.
我们在每日生活中，应该我们有平安和喜乐。
So that's the biggest difference compared with other people in the world.
这个和世上人是最不同的地方。
And also our faith is not blind.
而我们的信心也不是麻木的。
That's built upon Jesus' identity that Jesus is the Son of God.
所以我们也建立在这个耶稣是神的儿子的基础上。
And also build upon the fact that Jesus has resurrected.
另一个就是耶稣是从死里复活。
And Jesus' disciples at that time, they have the same conviction, and that after Jesus dies, they like scatter around.
他们那些基督的门徒当时也是这样的，他们在耶稣被杀的时候，逃走了。
And then when Jesus resurrected, and the Holy Spirit poured upon them in the Pentecost, then they start to be Jesus' testimony.
当后来五旬节的时候，圣灵降下，他们就为耶稣做见证。
And just before Jesus went on the cross, he told his disciples in John 16.
在约翰福音16章33节，16章耶稣告诉他们，在他上十字架之前。
Yeah, Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world."
这些事情，我将这些事情告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了这个世界。
For we believers, we also will have tribulations in this world.
我们是基督徒，我们在这个地上也有苦难。
We may get sick, we may lose job, or maybe just get persecuted.
我们会生病，我们会失业，我们会受逼迫。
We obviously see people that after their sickness got cured, or maybe they found a job, or you know get over their difficulties, then they come back and they praise God and testify for Jesus.
我经常看见有人病得医治，找到工作。或者就什么克服了难处，就他们就为耶稣做见证，然后感谢神。
But what if we our sickness is not cured and we still not found a job and what should we do? Do we still have Jesus' testimony?
然后即使我们的病还没有得医治，没有找到工作，我们还要给基督做见证吗？
I think yes, we still need to because the testimony.The testimony is not that Jesus listened to our prayer and helped us, but the testimony should be we rely on him so we can have the peace and joy that he gave us.
所以这个见证不是说我们祷告了以后耶稣给了我们得医治找到工作，最重要的是我们的见证就是在没有得到之前我们心里也有平安和喜乐。
Yeah, because the peace and joy he gave us cannot be taken away by this world.
因为他的这个喜乐和平安，这个世界是夺不去的。
Jesus is bigger than all this.
耶稣比这些都要大。
He has given us a better, a more beautiful life.
他给了我们更好的更好的一切。
How could we still live like the poor, like those who don't have hope?
为什么我们还要像那些没有希望的人那样活着呢？
Next point I want to share is, we should love one another.
下面一点我分享的就是我们要彼此相爱。
In 1 John chapter 4, John says this.
约翰一书四章，约翰这样说。
Let's take turn to read.
Okay, 我们一起。
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him.
没有爱心的。
Next slide, please.
没有爱心。
不是我们爱
啊，
不是我们爱神
啊。第十节了， yeah. 我现在讲，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭。这就是爱了。
Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
好，从来没有人见过神。我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的人，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
And also in John, chapter 13, 34 and 35, I think we all very familiar with this verse.
也在约翰福音13章34、35节。
It says, A new commandment I give to you that you love one another even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
好，34、35，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Why is love so important?
为什么爱这么重要呢?
Because God is love.
因为神就是爱。
And the nature of the Trinity God is love.
这个神的本质就是爱。
The Father loves the Son submits to the Father, and the Holy Spirit works within them.
所以三位一体的神就是父爱子，子也顺服。神圣父父圣灵也在其中做工。
God is love, not because he loves us.
神是爱，不是只是因为他爱我们。
God himself is love.
神本身就是爱。
So everyone who is born of God, he will have the love of God.
那些只要是神生的，他就里面就有神的爱。
So when we love one another, then we testify for Jesus, for God.
当我们一起彼此相爱的时候，就是为父神所见证。
And the love we are talking about is the divine love of God. It's not the love of man.
我们所讲的是从神那里神圣的爱，不是指人的爱。
So we often think, oh, if we were just be kind to each other, we don't have conflict, and we can help each other, and we can tolerate each other, even if they're not lovable.And then that's love.
我们常常以为我们相互的不和气啊，不争吵啊，不相互的关心啊，互相的包容啊，就是爱了。
But God, the love of God is not only that.
但是神的爱不止这样。
God's discipline, God's wrath, also His love.
神的管教，神的愤怒，也是神的爱。
If we were just like, oh, we are so polite to each other.We don't point out the problems, even sometimes we tolerate the sins. I think that's not love, that's a spoil.
我们如果只是一起和一团和气啊，有问题也不指出来，或者是包容罪，我说那不是爱，那个就是相互的溺爱。
The love of God is love of sacrifice, is other-centered.
神的爱就是牺牲的爱，是以别人为中心的爱。
So dear brothers and sisters, may we all know more about God, we can know more about His love.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿我们能够更加认识神，能够更加明白神的爱。
So we can follow Jesus' example, we can love one another.
然后我们按照主耶稣基督的样式，我们能够彼此相爱。
The Holy Communion meeting is a very good opportunity, so we can all come together before Lord.And to meditate how much He loved us.
这个擘饼聚会就是一个很好的机会，我们一起来到主的饼杯面前，然后我们现在能够彼此相爱。
Yeah, we can meditate how Lord loved us.
我们在这里能够思想神是怎样的爱我们。
And we have Holy Communion meeting every Sunday at 9 o'clock, so we hope more brothers and sisters can attend.
我们每个星期主日的早上9点都有擘饼的聚会，我们希望更多的弟兄姐妹可以来参加。
Yeah, praise the Lord. This morning we have like more than 40 people come.
Yeah.
Because I prayed 40 cups and then it's not enough.
今天早上就是有很多弟兄姐妹，有差不多超过40位弟兄姐妹来，我们40个杯子还不够。
Yeah, so we pray more people will come and so we can.To remember our Lord together.
所以我们祈求神让更多的弟兄姐妹来参加，我们能够一起来 来纪念主。
So dear brothers and sisters, just like our Lord said, His testimony is not from man.
所以就像我们的主耶稣基督所说的，他的见证不是从人来的。
For we who have believed in Him and received His salvation, and we have His life in us.
我们这些信靠他是得恩得救赎的人，就有他的生命在我们里面。
Also, we have Holy Spirit dwelling in our heart, so we have the power to testimony to be His testimony.
因为圣灵在我们里面，我们也有能力为主来做见证。
Let's pray the Holy Spirit will work in everyone's heart, so we can change our life.
我们求神在我们每个人身上做工，然后改变我们的生命。
And give us a willing heart to be Jesus' testimony.
让我们有一个愿意的心为主做见证。
Because this is our privilege, and this is our honor, and this is our responsibility.
因为这是我们的特权，也是我们的荣耀，更是我们的责任。
Okay, let's have a word of prayer.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for loving us so much.
主耶稣基督，我们真是谢谢你。
Thank you for loving us so much.
谢谢你这样的爱我们。
When we died in our sins, you came to this world to save us.
我们在罪恶过犯中死去，但是你到这个世界上来救我们。
Not only you forgive our sins, and also you gave your life to us.
不但你在这里赦免了我们的罪，你也把你的生命赐给我们。
So we can become the children of God.
然后我们能成为神的儿女。
Just pray the Holy Spirit will continue working every one of us.
愿圣灵在我们每个人身上接着做工。
So we can be your testimony and glorify your name.
然后我们能够成为你的见证，为你荣耀你的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。阿门。